Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 07238-0712 is the WhatsApp number. And I've been sent two videos, one about Eskom state capture and another one about something else. I'll try and check them. Unfortunately, no time to play videos on those videos on air, but we'll certainly scope them out. Doctors Without Borders, in collaboration with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, have started enrolling patients in a randomized controlled trial of four Ebola treatments in affected areas. The objective? To identify the most effective of the four products to treat Ebola. Online is Doctors Without Borders Southern Africa Association Manager, Monica Genya. Monica, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is certainly exciting. Clinical trials to see whether there can be some kind of drug to beat Ebola, now finally pronouncing it correctly. Your feeling about this, this is positive.
This is extremely positive, and we're very happy to be able to start the clinical trials. We're not sure how long it will take until we have enough data that gives us an idea of what the best medication is, but at least we've started the process.
Is it a fact that right now there is no sort of one sort of size fits all drug for Ebola? It's basically a very difficult disease to treat right now.
Yes, unhappily at the moment there is no proven drug that would treat most of the different strains that we've seen. And it's very important that we are able to find something that we can offer our patients.
So in a sense, although this is a clinical trial, the patients involved, I suppose, in a sense, have nothing to lose. It does sound a bit cynical, but it's the only way I can put it.
Yes, yes, I know it sounds dreadful, but it is true. It is really the lesser of the two evils at the moment. We have patients in our treatment centers in Butembo and Katwa who up to now have been receiving progressively increasing level of supportive care, but we're very excited that we are now able to offer them these drugs in a clinical trial state.
How long does it take for a clinical trial to come through with some results that can now be transferred to the marketplace?
Well, that's a good question. In order to produce enough data to draw solid conclusions, these clinical trials need a significant amount of patients. So we're talking about at least 500. The trial is designed to be organized over multiple outbreaks, actually, because we hope that we won't see 500 patients in this one. So it's probably years in the making and maybe even in multiple countries. It's impossible to predict when enough patients will have been enrolled in the trial, but let's hope the results are available sooner rather than later.
What happens if it's very evident from day one that one particular application, one particular treatment is streets ahead of any of the other ones and actually starts to show positive results from day one? What happens in a scenario like that? I mean, this brings up an ethical question in a sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, you know, all of this is impossible to predict. And we would have to let the doctors and let the scientists do their job to, you know, and gain a very positive conclusion before they're able to say that one works better than the others. But that would be exciting to know if it happens sooner rather than later.
And indeed, I mean, what's been the attitude of the patients? I mean, it must be giving them a straw to clutch onto at least, that at last there is some kind of effort to address Ebola, which, as we've already made the point, very difficult to treat right now with no known drug.
Yes, Ebola is an extremely scary, extremely painful disease, and anything that you know we can use to help our patients is good for them. It's good for us. So yes, it is. It's a small light that we can all kind of look forward to. But yes, Ebola is extremely scary, and we hope to be able to contain it as best as we can.
Monica Genia, Médecins Sans Frontières, Borders, Doctors Without Borders South Africa, talking to us about a very exciting test, a randomized controlled trial of four Ebola treatments in the DRC. Let's hope that this comes up trumps and that Ebola can be yet another disease that can be beaten. Monica, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.
Drive Time 91.3.